So this hour, we're wondering how much of our world can actually be automated. In other words, where do you draw the line between human and machine? Well, take creativity. Could a computer ever write a novel? Not just a crappy formulaic novel, a great one, a work of art. The pioneering software developer Stephen Wolfram thinks a lot about this kind of thing, and he told Steve Paulson that machines can already do much more than we realize. It's just a matter of how they're programmed.
Just left to its own devices, the machine doesn't know what to do. It has to be told, your goal is to whatever, you know, to make the most money for me today, or to provide me the best possible recommendation about what food I should eat, or, you know, whatever else it is.
Well, I guess, I mean, it raises the question of how much of our lives can become computational. For instance, when we start talking about values or what wisdom might be or deciding what's good or evil, or when you get into aesthetic questions about creativity, about beauty, does computation have much or anything to say about these things?
Sure. I mean, if you say, this is something I consider beautiful, okay, show me 1,000 things you consider beautiful, 1,000 things you consider not beautiful. It's actually really pretty easy at this point to use machine learning to be able to say, okay, given a new thing that you're going to be shown, will you find that beautiful or not? It'll be able to predict that quite accurately. Then if you say, well, can you generate something that I would find beautiful? The answer is absolutely yes.
Do you think a computer will ever be able to write a good novel?
That's an interesting one. The answer is surely yes. Okay, it'll be soap operas first, probably.
There are going to be formulas sort of, there that you follow.
Right. Let's say you're trying to write a novel. The goal is make something that is engaging in this or that way to humans. So then the question is, how do you achieve that? How do you create something of that type? Well, one thing you can do is you just start searching in the space of possible programs, possible kind of rules for how you construct things. You search in that space, and maybe you search a billion possible sets of rules. And out of that billion possible sets of rules, you find one that's kind of interesting. And people will say, oh, that's interesting. That's very creative. That's very original.
Well, let me up the ante then. Do you think somewhere in the future a computer will ever be able to write a great novel? You know, a Ulysses-type novel, a Lolita, something that just would blow people away?
Well, I think the answer is definitely yes. So, for example, in the visual domain, okay, from the kinds of things that it's been possible to get computers to produce in terms of visual effects, whether they're the fractal picture, the cellular automaton picture, the movie special effect, and so on, some of these things are pretty good. Now, in terms of the technical sort of thing of natural language generation, you know, that's something that is progressing a little less quickly than some of these other things, but we'll gradually get there. And the thing that is remarkable about sort of things mined from the computational universe is they're very unexpected often. And maybe the computer will search through a trillion programs and it'll come out and say, okay, here's a program that achieves the objectives that you're trying to achieve. You look at that program, it's quite a humbling business because you look at the program and you'll often say, I don't understand how that works. That'll be the first, that's the first response. Then the next response is often, that's really pretty clever. Now, what does that mean? It means out in this computational universe, our machines mined something that it's something surprising to us. It's something often very elegant, in fact, in the way that it works. But it's something that didn't come from us constructing it. It's something that was just sort of out there in the computational universe of possibilities.
Well, now, I mean, the question that we're kind of dancing around here is there anything that's sort of uniquely human that computers can't do? And, you know, I mean, I think creativity would seem to be one logical thing. The subjective experience of what we feel might seem like something. But I guess the question is, are those ultimately just computational in the end?
You know, as I'm saying, creativity is not the one to aim for. I mean, the thing that really surprises me, for example, with our music generation website, is that I thought people would say, well, the humans have to kind of put in the creative spark and then maybe the computer can dress up the music. But what instead I've heard from people, from composers and so on, is that website is really pretty interesting to get an initial creative idea from. And then we'll dress it up and understand it and so on. So I think if you ask, you know, what is there that is quintessentially human, the answer is there's all of our history and all of the sort of the culture and civilization that we've built up.
But it's not actually, it's not looking in an individual's brain and saying, you know, there's something here that is just totally distinct from what a computer can do.
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think that the great thing that we have is everything that we've achieved in our civilization, often represented by sort of the things that we represent with language and can sort of explain to the next generation and so on. You know, when you say, is there something about the brain, is there some magic feature of the brain that is just so totally different from every other system in nature and so on? I don't think so. You know, but I think the thing that is still, to me, the remarkable thing is still sort of everything that we've built up. I mean, not what an individual human learns, but the complete corpus of stuff that our civilization has produced, all that knowledge that has been passed down from generation to generation and so on. I mean, that I think is, you know, that is the impressive, uniquely human thing that we have.
Stephen Wolfram is a software developer and the CEO of Wolfram Research. He talked with Steve Paulson.